This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We say all the time on this program that you can spout headline economic indicators until you are blue in the face, but it's what people are feeling in their economic day-to-day that really matters. And today, we can quantify what people are feeling in their economic day-to-day. This morning, as it does around this time every year, the Social Security Administration announced its cost of living adjustments. 1.6% is the bump that about 70 million retirees are going to get starting in January. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, for a lot of seniors, that adjustment and the way it's calculated doesn't reflect their reality.
When the Social Security Administration figures out how much more expensive life is getting for seniors, it uses data from not seniors.
It's based on the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers.
Mary Johnson is a Social Security policy analyst with the Senior Citizens League, an advocacy group.
In other words, for younger working adults.
Younger working adults do not spend the same way that seniors do.
Seniors simply use more health care. We all will as we age.
Webster Phillips is with the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Healthcare costs have been rising more than twice as fast as everything else.
So if that's left out of the calculus, it reduces the measure of inflation being experienced by seniors.
So Social Security benefits aren't keeping up with costs. Again, Mary Johnson with the Senior Citizens League.
It means that their Social Security benefit can't buy as much today as it might have purchased 10 years ago.
A more accurate measure of inflation for seniors actually does exist. And sure enough, it is almost always higher than the one the Social Security Administration uses. This year, 1.9% versus 1.6%. But switching over would require an act of Congress. Dean Baker is at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
Since you have a lot of people in Congress who aren't anxious to see us spend more on Social Security, they'd rather use the lower measure.
And given what is going on in Washington, this is kind of the last thing that Congress wants to be fighting about right now. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.